So what are you doing now?
I'm a nurse's aide. I help people for a living.
Do you clean bedpans?
I enjoy helping people, cleaning their bedpans, or they need help cleaning
that
their bottom.
That is so cool. I am never wiping another human being's bottom other than my own. I'm never doing it. Well, and I'm just telling everyone right now, my parents, my husband, I'm never doing it.
Shoot. Well, there goes my morning.
Robin and Maynard of Seattle.
Say good morning to Mitch.
Howdy.
There he is. Now, hey. All right. Now, who's going to start first? Roy, would you like to start first, or would you like Mitch to go first
well,
in the Mighty
you
Joke?
You want to flip for it? It's up to totally up to Mitch. We're doing this at his leisure, at his comfort level.
I'll go second.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
let's start the clock.
I order the club sandwich all the time, and I'm not even a member.
Okay, Hedberg.
All right.
See if you can counter that.
I like sandwiches, but I hate sandwiches at New York delis. Too much meat on the sandwich. It's like a cow with a cracker on either side. What would you like, sir?
A cow!
A loaf of bread and some other
people. It's like a cow with a cracker on both
don't,
sides.
Don't comment on his joke. This is a competition. You keep
right,
going.
Next, you're up.
Next joke.
My fake plants died because I forgot to pretend to water them.
Wow, that's a obscure one you pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you have dentures, don't use artificial sweetener because you will get a fake cavity.
Okay, I see this is a...
Okay.
All right. What else
he's
do you
pulling
have?
Out the big guns, Scrooge.
He's getting out the heavy material, so come on now.
I get no respect. Colonel Sanders says my sister's finger looking good.
Wow.
All right. A dog came to my back door, so I gave him a bone. He took the bone out to my backyard, and he buried it. I'm going to go out there and plant a tree with bones in it. Then the dog will come back and say, oh, my God, it worked.
I don't know, boy. This is a tight race. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of rough customers here.
All right, go ahead.
I got a business card because I want to win lunches.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites. I got a three-way light bulb in my hotel lamp, and if you don't know a light bulb is a three-way light bulb, it messes with your head. If you go to turn it off, and it just gets brighter.
Mm-hmm. Made me love that, Joe.
The exact opposite of what I wanted you to do. If you turn it again, it gets brighter once more, I will break you.
Uh-huh. If you get one more time brighter, it is busted right there. Now, Roy, I don't know. My taste is
you
saying...
You fight with a light bulb.
You're getting killed here. So you better bring out your blockbuster.
Who, me?
No. You can keep... Otis is up.
Okay.
All right, Otis.
What pokes out of a cowboy's pajamas you can hang your hat on?
I don't know.
His head.
Well, I don't know, Hedberg.
It's kind of like the ninth inning and the home team's ahead, so yeah. I don't have to do another joke.
That's it.
Wow.
We go to the judge.
No, I'm just kidding. That was just trying to get
no,
out of
no, no, no. You no, can go, it. Hedberg. Go ahead. I think you can smoke
more.
This kid.
One more from you, Hedberg.
All right, one more. Okay. Look, let me do it. All right, you know when it comes to racism, people say, I don't care if they're black, white, purple, or green. Oh, hold on now. Purple or green. You got to draw the line somewhere. Who was that? Was that James Earl Jones laughing at my joke?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Roy. I go now. Roy?
I'm thinking about becoming a jokester.
Yeah,
he's the kid. He's an illegitimate spawn of Madame Fabulina.
Who is this mysterious Roy?
Okay, so, Roy, you have the judges nearby. Who's winning the Rally Wax joke-off today? Okay, well, it's good luck to you. Good luck to you both.
I did!
Uh-oh, Jesus.
Well, that's the way it goes, Hedberg.
Gee, that was fun.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
Ew, big A-pipe.
You should just show me how good you are with your dukes.
I tried to earlier with your smart mouth. You almost got a monkey bump. But you turned just in time.
Oh, you're very lucky this time.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Goodbye.